You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We've been studying and praying on grace for excellence, and today would be the fourth time we are meeting on that. However, under that, we've been studying and also praying, or we've been focusing on the mind of excellence. Why? Because we looked at the scripture, as he thinketh, so is he. So showing that for excellence to proceed forth, it starts with the mind. Now, we've been looking at characteristics of a mind of excellence, where we looked at the fear of God, Isaiah 11, 2. We looked at firmly fixed and focused on that which we considered the points that a mind of excellence is firmly fixed on God's promises of excellence and determined to materialize. Psalm 1, verse 1-3, a mind of excellence is not easily moved by the happenings around. Ephesians 4:14, a mind of excellence does not allow double-mindedness, but because it yields no fruit. A double-minded person is not productive. James 1:5-8. So we need to have firmly fixed and focused minds. There's a sad, to some it may sound funny, a story of a man who wanted to marry. He had been praying and trusting God. He wanted to marry, and in his church he identified two young ladies to who were very dutiful at church, helping with everything and serving dutifully. Yes. So this man had to, his pastor asked him that, so when are you marrying? He said, well, pastor, I'm undecided. Why? I'm confused between two ladies. He said, well, you need to make a choice. He said, oh, no. I've been on it for a while, and I like this about this other person, like that about the other person, so... Pastor said, well, you need to pray and then make a choice. The gentleman was on this for a year plus. And every time he was still praying, he was double-minded, unable to make a decision as to who he was going to marry. And when he said that, okay, he would take a step. Within that year, or by the close of the year, both ladies got married to two different people. And so he lost everything because of indecision. And so a mind of excellence does not allow double-mindedness, because the mind once needs to make progress. Don't allow double-mindedness to slow you down. If this is what you are doing for the Lord, decide and then commit to it and excel with it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And no unnecessary delay because of double-mindedness and missing out on God sent opportunities. Now, a mind of excellence speaks things right. Speaks and thinks right. A mind of excellence speaks right and thinks right. A mind of excellence speaks right and thinks right. Or thinks right and speaks right. Thinks right and speaks right. In Matthew chapter 12, we find an interesting story. So we are going to read from verse 22 downwards. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him, insomuch that the blind and the dumb both speak and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, "Is not this the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "This fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils." And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his goods? He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him, but whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come." Hey, wow. "Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by his fruit. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh, and a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." There's a very interesting portion of scripture which is very revealing. And we are going to stick to what we are studying on. We need to take note of these three points. That one, we must not harbor wrong thoughts, because they will develop into wrong speeches or wrong words. You see here that Jesus, I think on two occasions, stated that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So he wanted to give the understanding, or he was explaining that these things that the Pharisees are saying is because it's already in their hearts. It's already resolved or concluded in their minds and hearts. That is how come they are talking they are saying those things. And so we must not harbor wrong thoughts, because they will develop into wrong speeches. Thoughts are developed over time. Sometimes it's because of something you have heard. Sometimes because of something you have seen. All these form thoughts in our minds. If every morning you keep seeing hardship on TV, in your mind, you may not realize, but subconsciously your mind will begin to accept that, oh, the world is a place full of hardship. Because what the things we see and we hear form our thoughts, that is where media makes a lot of money, and media then make us the products which they use. Because they keep advertising, or certain things are kept. It may not have an advert, or it may not be played during an advert. But all the things that you keep staring at or looking at, they form thoughts in your mind. And we ought to be very careful, because very soon we'll start saying the very things that previously we used to speak against. Because we keep looking at them all the time and we keep hearing them all the time, they become normal to us, and before we realize, we start speaking like the world. And we ought to be very careful about that. A mind of excellence is a mind that stands out. And to stand out from the lot, you must think differently. How different? Think in the lines of what God says. Jesus stood out of his generation, not just because he had the title or the identity of being the Son of God. He even said that, but don't you know your identity, that ye are gods? So you need to speak up or think. Start with the thought processes. You must think in the line of God's word. The moment you start doing that in dealing with every situation, you begin to emerge as a light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will stand out, because the world and the system of the world is darkness. And all you need to stand out or to emerge as the light is to hold on to the word, think the word, profess the word, and it begins to materialize. Now, our thought processes must conform with God's word on a daily basis. Sometimes we do it on weekends only, or on Sundays only, or on the days that we were, our birthdays only. Maybe you were Wednesday born, say, as for Wednesday or Friday born, as for that, I was born on a Friday, or I was born on Wednesday or Monday. So as for that day, I fast, I'm in the spirit. Hey, then that one, oh, I read my Bible. The rest of the week is something else. No, our thought processes must conform with God's word on a daily basis. And the last point is that we must avoid speaking casually and foolishly, being void of understanding. We must avoid casual words. Sometimes people say that, but I was just saying it. I was just saying it, please. When it comes to words, Jesus has explained to us in scripture that it's not what entereth a man that defileth him, but what comes out of a man. That's what defiles him. We ought to be very careful. There are people who have said casually made statements, which generated into civil war. There are people who, in past times, people have casually made statements which caused others to lose their lives and lose their destinies. We must move away from just casually talking. I remember years ago, on a particular campus, there was this man, or a student, that a lot of his friends would refer to him as Owo. Or so let me explain. Every time anything happens, he would just exclaim, "Eish, I'm dead. Eish, I'm dead." And he was warned that don't be using that statement. And he would brush it aside that, oh, it's just one of those things. It became something that he was doing every time. Anything happened, hey, you are late for lecture. Oh, I'm dead. Hey, as for this one, I'm dead. And then he kept saying that. You will not die before your time in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I will not die before my time. You see, sadly, one day there was news on the campus, and what had happened? There had been a minor accident at one of the school junctions. And you know, on the campus, the roads there, you don't even speed on them. They are just relatively smaller roads. And just two cars, because of a little miscommunication, I just had a minor accident. An accident that should never result even in any form of injury. Now, so nothing of that sort was expected. However, when the people got out of the cars and then went around to inspect the cars, this gentleman who had picked one of the cars as taxi, he was lying dead beside the car he had picked. A minor accident. He was lying dead. And there was no cut, nothing. He was just lying dead. You should not use your mouth to give an occasion for attack. And so you must never allow casual words. Whether you saw certain things in a movie or it is something that people now say of late, some trendy kind of statement, don't say anything you don't fully understand, because words have consequences. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord help us all. If you haven't given your life to Christ, Romans 10:13 says that for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today you have access to salvation, eternal life in Christ Jesus. And all you have to do, say this short prayer after me, believing in your heart that Jesus Christ truly is the Son of God and he's the one who has paid the sacrifice to save us from our sins as men. So please say this prayer. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your love bestowed upon me. Today I surrender my heart wholly to you. Please forgive me of my sins. I repent, Lord, today, and I choose to walk with you. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit. Be my King and be my Lord from today and forevermore. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please let's all declare, Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
I thank you for your love bestowed on me.
I thank you for your love bestowed on me.
I thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit.
I thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Spirit of the living God.
Spirit of the living God.
Renew my mind by the word of God.
Renew my mind by the word of God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Let me not harbor wrong thoughts.
Let me not harbor wrong thoughts.
Cause my thought processes to conform with your word.
Cause my thought processes to conform with your word.
Cause me to avoid speaking casually.
Cause me to avoid speaking casually.
But to think and speak wisdom.
But to think and speak wisdom.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
grant
Jesus.
Grant me an excellent spirit.
Grant me an excellent spirit.
For just about 30 seconds, pray that prayer from your heart. Help me, Lord. Grant me an excellent spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let me not think casually. Let me not speak casually. Let me think wisdom. Let me speak wisdom in the name of Jesus. A mind of excellence to emerge as light in a crooked and perverse generation and nation. In the name of Jesus. To conform with your word, to have an understanding of who I am, Lord. And to speak as such, to think and to speak as your child. In the name of Jesus.
today, contact us via email, info@globemusicministry.com, or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Though music, stand out with God.